The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. We welcome our viewers of Madani channel back to another episode of the program The Challenges of Youth. Yes, in this program we discuss various challenges that the youth do face as well as Islamic guidance as to how we can overcome those challenges. And for today as well, we have a wonderful topic of discussion, especially for those young parents out there that want Islamic guidance with regards to the upbringing of their young children as well. And for children out there who want Islamic guidance regarding their lives as well. This is for both to benefit. So please do stay with us until the end of the program. But firstly, let's remind ourselves of the benefit that we receive when we recite salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that whoever recites salawat once, Allah azza wa jal showers 10 mercies upon him. Yes, subhanallah, 10 mercies for one salawat. What a beautiful opportunity and an easy opportunity for us to earn, to receive, and to be showered with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala simply by the recitation of salawat upon the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Today's topic of discussion, as we mentioned, one that is very interesting, is train your children to become responsible. Yes, train your children to become responsible. This is a difficulty that many parents out there are facing, and many children themselves are facing this difficulty as to how is it that I can learn responsibility? How is it that I can become a responsible human being and one day a responsible adult? Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. So we're going to get into that topic of discussion very soon, just after we listen to this beautiful kalam in praise of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And just after the kalam, we will be back to dive into our topic of discussion. Enjoy this kalam and we'll be back soon. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Yaad Nabi ka gulshan mehka mehka lagta hai, mehfil mein maujood hai aqa, aisa lagta hai.
Yaad Nabi ka gulshan mehka mehka lagta hai,
yaad nabi ka gulshan mehka mehka lagta hai,
mehfil mein maujood hai aqa aisa lagta hai,
mehfil mein maujood hai aqa aisa lagta hai.
Naam-e Muhammad kitna meetha meetha lagta hai, Naam-e Muhammad kitna meetha meetha lagta hai, pyare nabi ka zikr bhi humko pyara lagta hai, pyare nabi ka zikr bhi humko pyara lagta hai.
Yaad nabi ka gulshan mehka mehka lagta hai, mehfil mein maujood hai aqa aisa lagta hai. Lab par nav mein salle ala ke haathon mein parcham, lab par nav mein salle علیٰ کے ہاتھوں میں پرچم، دیکھو تو سرکار کا منگتا کیسا لگتا ہے، دیکھو تو سرکار کا منگتا کیسا لگتا ہے،
یاد نبی کا گلشن مہکا لگتا ہے، محفل میں موجود ہے آقا ایسا لگتا ہے، آنکھوں میں مازاغ کا سرما سر طہٰ کا تاج، آنکھوں میں مازاغ کا سرما سر طہٰ کا تاج، کیسے کہوں رحمت والا ہم جیسا لگتا ہے، کیسے کہوں رحمت والا ہم جیسا لگتا ہے،
یاد نبی کا گلشن مہکا لگتا ہے، محفل میں موجود ہے آقا ایسا لگتا ہے، واسع کتب کلندر سب اس کے محتاج، غوث کتب ابدال کلندر سب اس کے محتاج، میرا داتا ہر داتا کا داتا لگتا ہے، میرا داتا ہر داتا کا داتا لگتا ہے،
یاد نبی کا گلشن مہکا لگتا ہے، محفل میں موجود ہے آقا ایسا لگتا ہے،
اودنا کی سیج سجی ہے عرش بری پہ آج، ادنا کی سیج سجی ہے عرش بری پہ آج، حق کا دلارا باندھ کے صحرا دولہا لگتا ہے، حق کا دلارا باندھ کے صحرا دولہا لگتا ہے،
یاد نبی کا گلشن مہکا لگتا ہے، محفل میں موجود ہے آقا ایسا لگتا ہے،
آؤ سنائے اپنے نبی کو اپنے من کی بات، آؤ سنائے اپنے نبی کو اپنے من کی بات، ان کے علاوہ کون نیازی اپنا لگتا ہے، ان کے علاوہ کون نیازی اپنا لگتا ہے،
یاد نبی کا گلشن مہکا لگتا ہے، محفل میں موجود ہے آقا ایسا لگتا ہے،
Subhanallah, subhanallah, what a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whenever we listen to his praises, how wonderful we feel, alhamdulillah, what a sukoon we feel, and how much we yearn to visit the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara. May Allah Azza wa Jal take you all, along with your families, your children, your parents, your siblings, and your loved ones to the blessed city of the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as we mentioned, today's topic of discussion is train your children to become responsible. For indeed, we have many parents out there that are silently going through the struggles that they go through. Silently working hard from the early morning to late at night. Some parents out of the home, others within the home. Some are carrying both of those responsibilities upon their shoulders, that they strive outside in order to earn an income for their children, for their families, and then they come home and partake in household chores so that they may look after their families within the home as well. And whether it be that you are doing one part, or you are doing the other part, or you are doing both, or if both parents are sharing in certain tasks, they eventually tend to feel it rather heavy on their shoulders. Not because they feel it burdensome to look after their families, but because the entire load is upon them and there is very little to no help. Although others are living within the home, although they are siblings, although they are children within the home, although they are loved ones and family members within the home, but many a times it's one parent or two parents that are carrying the entire load upon their shoulders, wishing that someone would help them, wishing that someone would assist them, wishing that their children would stand up and take responsibility. However, many don't know how to ask. They don't know how to say, please help me. They feel that it might be their responsibility alone and that they have to see it through until the end. Some have asked at some point but have received harsh remarks or witnessed a don't care attitude and are afraid to ask again, for they fear that if they ask again, they might receive the same remarks or the same attitude shown towards them. However, it is of utmost importance. It's not just a help for the parents. It's actually a greater help for the children if they had to help, if they had to lend a hand, if they had to partake in duties within the home and sometimes outside of the home. Now we might ask, how come it's a help for the children? It seems like it's a huge help for the parents. Just imagine there are many parents out there that have to wash the dishes, cook the food, lay the food out, host their families, then clean up after them. They also need to clean the house. They also need to wash the clothes, dry the clothes, iron the clothes, pack the clothes. They have to pack away the dishes. They have to pack away the groceries. They need to water the garden, mow the lawn, trim the trees, pick the fruits, look after the painting, look after the washing of the walls, look after the washing of the windows, go to work, earn a living, go through all the challenges that they go through in work, stop at the shop, purchase things for home, bring it back to their families, and then pack it away in the respected cupboards. All of these tasks and many more than we have time to even mention, are on parents' shoulders. And many a times they are doing it alone, just one parent or two parents doing all of this, so much upon their shoulders. With that, they still need time to look after themselves. They need time to bath. They need time to change. They need time to sleep. They need time to eat. They need time to help their children with their homework. They need time to go to the school, to go to madrasa, to look after their children's educational needs. And the list just goes on and on and on. And then there are many children out there that do go to school, come back and relax. Go to madrasa, come back and relax. When it comes to their day off, their weekend or their holidays, then they just relax even more. Sit with their phones, playing games, chatting, going out with friends, coming back late at night, just resting again, waking up late during the day, and having a lazy day all over again, whilst parents are out there striving and working, and children feel that it's their responsibility. It's their responsibility to do all that they do for me, and I'm here just to enjoy whatever it is that they provide. This sense of entitlement is very dangerous for children. Yes, it's very dangerous for children, for continuously in their childhood, they tend to grow that feeling of entitlement. But one day, they won't have someone to follow up. They won't have someone to chase after them. One day, they won't have someone to look after them. And then, where is their ability? And then, where is their strength? And then, where is their focus? And where is their responsibility? Therefore, if children are trained to become responsible, if they are given tasks within the home, then inshallah azza wa jal, this will grow them. Yes, it will make the burden lighter upon the parents, but at the same time, it would grow the children to become mature and responsible human beings. And tasks are not under our level. No, if ever we feel that household chores are not on our level, they are below us, then learn who is the greatest of the creation of Allah. Indeed, it is our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If ever we think that work outside is below us, then just think, who is the greatest of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Indeed, it is the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the greatest of the prophets is the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And our beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam did work outside the home, and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam did work inside the home. Do we know that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a trader? Sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was a businessman. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam would travel long distances in order to do business. And so he sallallahu alaihi wasallam worked outside of the home. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam earned a living as well. And what an honorable task it is. If we look towards Sayyiduna Nabi Dawood alaihi salam, he too worked with metal. And he, alayhi salam, would form various things with metal, as blacksmiths do. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, they worked with their hands. They worked outside of the home. They earned a living. They did these tasks. So we can never think that these tasks are below us, for we are far below them. They are our seniors and superiors. They are the beloveds of Allah, the group of the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, yet they didn't see it too lowly for them to do tasks outside of the home, to earn a living. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. At the same time, you look towards our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his blessed lifestyle, even within the home. When Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was asked regarding what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam did within the home, what did he sallallahu alayhi wasallam do for himself and his family members? She radiallahu ta'ala anha tells us, teaches us that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would mend his own blessed shoes. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. How is it that in today's time we can consider that task to be below us? Indeed it is not. Indeed it is very honorable. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would milk the goat. Alhamdulillah. So this is the way of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to help inside the home, to work outside the home as well. During our children's break times and their holidays, these are opportunities for us to grow their responsibility, to teach them responsibility. It also does not make sense for us not to give our children any tasks or any chores, and then many years down the line, say that they do nothing. They don't help within the home. They don't do anything for the family. Well, if they didn't grow learning that, then what are they going to do? Then when are they going to learn? And where are they going to find the experience from? That experience, that learning on their feet is going to happen when we involve them in tasks within the home. You look towards Sayyidah Fatimah radiallahu ta'ala anha, at a young age, she would work, she would grind wheat in order to make roti, to make bread, until her blessed hands would pain. Her blessed hands would become tired, and she is the blessed, honorable daughter of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the leader and queen of the ladies of Jannah. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. They worked hard, and they did for themselves, and they did for their families. And so, we too need to train our families and our children by giving them some tasks as well. And yes, they might feel repelled from doing some hard work. And that's natural, because shaitan loves laziness. And shaitan tries to make us lazy. So what do we need to do? Fight off the laziness that shaitan tries to put into us. And how is it that we can motivate our youth, our youngsters, our children to do tasks? Well, there are a few beautiful methods. Method number one, and most importantly, request, ask in a loving manner. Ask in a kind manner. Can you please partake in this? Can you please assist us with this? It would be highly appreciated if you could please help us with this certain task. May Allah bless you. Give du'as. Make them feel good. Then do tasks with them. As an example, if they are little children that are playing, then after they play with their toys, perhaps tell them, let's now clean up together. Let's now pack the toys away together. Yes, they are not going to do it right. We know that. Yes, they are not going to do it to perfection, to the way and to the standard that we want for it to be done. But we are not giving marks for perfection. Instead of just appreciating perfection, let us learn to appreciate effort. Let us look into the effort that they've put in. Give them that tap on the back. Say, MashaAllah, praise their efforts. And let them continue trying. Work with them. When we work with them, this motivates them. And at the same time, it teaches them how it ought to be done. When they are doing it, and we are doing with them, they are watching. They are learning. And now what are they learning? They're learning that this task is not just for mother. It's not just for father. It's also for me. It's not just for me. They also partake in it. And how is it done? It's done the way they do it. See how they are doing it. See how they are placing it. The first time, they're not going to do it right. Perhaps the second time too. Perhaps the third time. But as it goes on, by the 10th time, they will be getting it right, wouldn't they? And alhamdulillah, we would be responsible for having trained them. We will have the good fortune of having trained them to pack up after themselves. Sometimes we can share those responsibilities as well. This is also a beautiful method of getting things done and getting our children to learn responsibility. Example, today I will wash the dishes at lunch and you will wash the dishes at supper and brother will wash the dishes at breakfast and sister will wash the dishes at lunch again. And as the days go on, yes, initially, they might feel it difficult. Initially, they might feel like, oh no, it's my turn for dishes again. But slowly but surely, they will get used to it. Slowly but surely, they will learn. And subhanAllah, if you want to do the tasks together with them as well, come, I will wash, you will rinse. Or I will rinse, you will wash. Or I will wash, you will rinse, you will pack away. So these are examples of sharing tasks so that they can see how it ought to be done. Parents must learn not to be perfectionist with their children. We cannot demand that everything be perfect. Yes, we want to get there, but we can't come down on them like a ton of bricks, as it is said, when they don't do it perfectly. Again, the same reminder. We are not there just for perfection. We want to appreciate efforts. We must learn to appreciate efforts. When they put in that effort, praise that effort, motivate them. And we should have a reward system as well. And when I say reward system, we might be thinking, every time the child does something good, we need to give them a sweet, we need to give them a chocolate, we need to give them some playtime. No, it's not always like that. We don't always have to reward in these ways. The rewards should also be things that they enjoy, but also teach them love and responsibility. Yes, the rewards too should teach them love and responsibility. So as a reward, we are going to have a picnic together. As a reward, we are going to sit out in the yard together and have a meal. Yes, as a reward, we are going to have a discussion. We are going to visit a family member. We are going to go and visit your cousins, your aunt, your uncle. We are going to have a dhikr gathering in the home together. We are going to learn some sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let them learn to see these things as rewards. Let them learn to enjoy these things as well. And inshallah azza wa jal, they will look forward to it. When we make something seem like a task, then naturally children feel repelled. They feel repulsed by hearing about that. before they even partake in it. But when we make it seem like a reward, then naturally their hearts slowly grow an inclination towards it. If we make it seem like a task, that we are going to have a meal together as a family, we are going to have a picnic together, we are going to visit the grandparents, we are going to visit our siblings, then yes, children are going to feel like, oh no, I don't want to do that. But when we make it seem like a reward, then they are going to feel motivated towards it. Like, oh wonderful, alhamdulillah, let's do our work so that we can go and see grandmother, so that we can spend some time with grandfather, so that we may spend some time with our uncles and our aunts, so that we may visit our cousins, so that we may have a meal together. Make these outings or these activities enjoyable and fun-filled for children. Parents should engage with children in that time. And when it's time for their reward, when we're sitting for a meal together, when we are sitting for a picnic together, when we are enjoying some time with them, give them the attention that they earned. Yes, they've earned it. They worked hard. They did their tasks. Now give them their due attention. That is not the time for us to be partaking in other activities that don't involve them. That's not the time for us to be arguing. That's not the time for us to be scolding them. That's not the time for us to be working, us to be busy with our phones or laptops or tablets. No, that is their time. They have earned it. Let's reward them for the efforts that they make. Continuously appreciate their efforts. Praise their efforts and let them feel motivated to continue this. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, they will grow a confidence. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, they will grow a responsibility. They will grow a motivation within them as well. Sometimes we have to motivate externally until they find that motivation within them, until they learn that when I assist, when I partake in household activities, when I assist my family and I'm there for my family, I too feel good about it. It's a rewarding experience for me. We can ask them as well, how do you feel that you've helped grandmother? How do you feel that I am so happy, that I am so pleased with all of your efforts? They too will feel good. And let that rewarding feeling be an intrinsic internal motivation for them to also partake in household chores, in family activities. And in this way, they will feel that responsibility gradually growing upon their shoulders without feeling it too heavy for them to bear. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us with the tawfiq of acting upon the good that we have learned. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless our families to unite in this togetherness, in helping each other, in being there as a support structure for each other, the way Islam has taught it to us, the way our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has shown us that we should be as a family unit, holding family bonds and never breaking them. Ameen bijahi khatim al-nabiyyin, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The challenges of youth, O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall.